Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hobbita, hobbita, hobbita. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Hit my knee. Oh, boy. Off to the races.
I put my headphones on because this job requires headphones.
Yes.
There's nothing playing. I'm like, what's wrong?
You know, sometimes you just have to troubleshoot. Like, is this switch flipped?
It was a very quick shoot of troubling. I hadn't plugged him in yet. The cord was laying on the floor.
That kind of Monday.
My God. The phone's not working. Is it plugged in? No.
Oh, well, that might be why.
The lamp won't turn on. Oh, I have to plug it in.
Then I ram my knee into the desk and
we came in here with time to spare.
What's going on with it? I know. I'm like, we have all the time in the world, friends.
I think, what's the phrase? Were we just chewing the fat? Was that the problem?
Maybe that was
it. We weren't really paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took our eye off the ball for
That's
just
a better
a second.
One. We did. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Our head was not in the game.
Sorry. It is now firmly in the game.
It is.
We've from here on out.
Hokey pokeyed this thing in and we will not take it out.
No.
Hey, I'm looking up. All of our TVs are out, so that's good, too. So what a morning. Are they plugged in?
Check to make sure everything's plugged in. Are we actually on the air?
Do you realize how long it would take in this room alone to make sure everything is plugged in?
Just check.
Where
check
would
the plugs.
I start?
I don't know.
There's so many plugs and so many things to plug in.
You know what? I was like, I'm just looking at things, and then I'm like, my bell works. Don't have to plug in.
You know why? Because it's analog.
It's analog. Bless you, Belle.
I could find a piano, wheel it in here, and just play music on that because it's analog.
I'm glad that you keep the upright piano here, too.
It's that's heavy.
Nice. It's, but it's good
but
to
it's
have.
But it's on casters. That's good.
We like that.
My saxophone's at home. That doesn't help.
You don't have your saxophone here?
No.
What if there was a saxophone emergency?
Well, keeping our analog approach, I'd have to get on my horse. Right to my house to retrieve my saxophone and bring it back.
I just thought your saxophone was here.
No.
Work. Your work saxophone.
No, we have two recorders and we have some bongos. I got a slide whistle.
Oh, okay. So that's more than enough. If there should be a wind instrument emergency.
We can put a three-piece wind band together.
We have recorders.
We do.
We'll be okay. Hey, nobody worry about us. We're going to be fine.
There's a five-string guitar with four strings on it.
Exactly. Forgot all about that thing.
Yeah, we got plenty here.
Yeah. We've got enough to make a jam band.
Push comes to shove and we had no power. We could, although I don't know how we're going to broadcast it. Shoot. That's a key component.
Shoot.
Shoot.
Well, back to the drawing board.
Just
on that
me
one.
For our entertainment only.
That's fine. Yeah, well, that's got to pass the time.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And we've got a plan. Jam band.
Jam band. Two recorder jam band.
Yeah.
And a slide whistle.
And imagine you're out for drinks with friends, margaritas.
Yeah.
End of the week, right? And then there's something in your drink.
Okay.
A woman in Virginia is traumatized after she went to take a sip of her margarita and found a live snake in it.
No way.
And also, what size margarita?
As a guy who's polished off a fishbowl before, it's got to be that size or larger to hold a snake.
I think it was a baby. It was a baby snake.
A baby snake?
It wasn't very big. She and her husband had just finished eating at the bar, and then she felt something hit her head. And she was like, what was that? And then she looked down at her drink, and there was a baby snake that had plopped, hit her head, and fallen into the drink.
Okay, so it wasn't in there to start with? It fell from the ceiling?
No.
Oh my God!
It was wrapping itself around her straw to kind of try to get out.
Because it was drowning. And it's really drunk.
So they moved her, they comped the meal. She's like, I don't want to be here. Like,
There's more. No, she now owns this restaurant.
There's snakes falling from the sky.
What is happening in this place?
I know.
Where was this?
This is in Virginia, a restaurant called the Patron Cantina.
Also, Patron might want to change, like, take their brand off of that.
Like, to not be involved in this.
Because I've heard of, like, tequila with a worm in it. I've heard of that. And, you know, sometimes they'll spice up a margarita with, like, oh, there's a chocolate-covered cricket, right? Or Maybe something like a crazy. Little piece of a scorpion.
Not a live
but
snake.
But a live baby snake?
Yeah, yeah.
A drunk baby snake if it's swimming in the margarita?
That's terrifying. She thinks that the place has a snake infestation. They're like, no snakes.
What snakes? You talking about snake? No.
We don't have a snake infestation. I don't know what you're talking about, Carla.
The next call is to the health department, right?
Yeah.
You shut that place down.
Somebody needs to go through here because there's something going on. Snakes don't just fall out of the ceiling, folks.
What did we learn from Ratatouille? One, mice can cook.
Yes.
Two, there's a lot of them.
There's a ton of rats.
Yes.
And they
where there's one, there's a billion.
They can also control us by pulling our hair.
Yes, they can. That's right.
Yes. We are nothing but marionettes to them.
To little mice. If they're little chefs. But yeah, if it's like Ratatouille, they're in the ceiling, they're in the roof, they're in the walls.
Yeah.
So, I would run screaming. Run screaming.
I would absolutely.
Actually, then I'd run back and like, you owe me! And then I'd run away.
Thanks for the comped meal, but I think.
No, I eat here for, once I know you've cleaned up,
no,
I eat here for free.
I'm not eating.
You're never
there.
Going back?
I'm never going back.
Oh, no.
Never. To the snake pit?
Which, by the way, new name. Always walk into an opportunity.
Hey.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You remember all the tales he used to tell of the Eric's Animal Kingdom? We had a possum living under the steps.
Yeah, you have a lot of critters in your neck of the woods.
Birds were nesting in the roof line.
Bats.
We had bats in the garage. Mm-hmm. God, I forgot about that. Thank
mice?
You. Oh, hope not.
After the derecho?
Well, oh yeah, that's right.
You've
too.
Had everything, man.
That's
you
right
had
too.
So many animal visits.
And out of that list, birds are good. All of them serve a purpose in the circle of life.
Mm.
Some of them not so good. You don't want mice in the house, right? They carry diseases.
Ugh.
Birds are nice, right? They help carry seeds around.
Mm-hmm.
But once we became screened in porch owners, I now hate them.
Birds?
Yeah.
But shouldn't that be the whole thing with the screen and porch is you could watch the birds?
I love them from afar. Where I don't love them, and we watched it happen Saturday, was they were trying to build a nest in between where the porch ends and there's a little overhang in the roof.
Mm.
And we're watching this family of not even pretty birds. These are the ugly ones. These are those.
Get
are
out of here, ugly birds.
Spatsy, I don't know,
yeah.
Fat wrens, whatever they are. It's like, you're not invited, A, you're pooping everywhere.
Oh, that's a problem.
Everywhere. So, my job this weekend, and I was not looking forward to it, was to move the birds.
Wait, were there eggs in the nest?
So, I first power washed the side of the house to clean the, what is that, Ghana? There's a word for poop.
Bat poop is guat?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But bird. So
bird.
It's white, right? It's ugly. It's everywhere. I get that done, and then I'm spraying up into the eave. I'm like, here's one way I don't have to worry about doing it. I'll just spray it out.
Oh!
From a distance.
No!
Why not?
No!
That was my approach. And nothing's falling down. I'm like, well, that's weird. So I'm like, I gotta go get the ladder. So I go get the ladder.
Get this wet mass of who knows what they put in that thing.
Probably dead bird carcass. Like, climb up there, the flashlight. And to my pleasant surprise, there's no nest. But what there is we had the house bad and bird-proofed.
Uh-huh.
They basically put up some sort of screening at every little spot in the eave where they could tuck in.
So they can't get in.
So but like a bunch of juvenile delinquent birds, it looks like it cracked a lock because an area had been bent back and you could see a couple pieces of like grass and straw in there. So they were just starting to build. Basically, they were putting down the foundation.
Okay.
On Saturday and have since, well, I nailed that thing down tight. So they're not getting back in.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha, birds. And then I had the dogs out yesterday, just outside in the backyard, killing dandelions. I was all about
home improvement.
It's me versus nature all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I could just hear them chirping in the bush, like, that's the guy. That's the guy.
Get him.
That's our landlord who kicked us out.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. And I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, I am. I don't want you right there. You could be one tree over.
The bad guy.
I'm now the villain.
You're the villain.
Yeah, I'm the Aaron Burr of their bird story.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Eesh.
History will remember me as the villain of your history books and your bird books.
Bird history will not forget you.
Bearded Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
Shut down our nest home.
That guy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now, they're not going to like me come wintertime, because what they did figure out is they could at least perch up there because it's warm. It's against the house.
Yep.
We're going to get that thing sealed off too.
You have to.
I just don't want all of those droppings right there. It's just disgusting to look at.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe it wasn't a home situation? Maybe that was just like the bird toilet?
I never thought of it being a public bird restroom. No.
Public bird restroom.
No, you're exactly right.
Your home is a public bird restroom.
It is. Oh, I don't want to provide that service.
It's not. No, that is not what I want to be.
God, that's disgusting.
Ah.
No.
Pass.
I have a... Use my yard. The dogs do.
It's wide open.
That's for you.
Even a perch like a branch in a tree.
This is beautiful stamped concrete. Get away.
Get off of that.
It's not for you.
Ugh.
Stupid birds. I used to love you. Now I hate you.
What has happened? He's a completely different guy.
Yeah.
I am a little bit worried about my home. I think, by and large, we do a really good job security-wise at my house. We've got some cameras. We got the lights, you know.
You got a dog.
We've got a big dog.
You got a barker.
Yeah. Try to keep things safe. However, every now and then, between four people, something gets missed. We accidentally left the garage door open.
I've had that happen.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I walked out and I'm like, whoopsie daisy. Like, we've got some nice golf clubs in there. There's a generator. Like, there's a lot of... Hey, stop it.
Give me what's your inventory? Hold on, I want to write this down. Because
no.
I know exactly where
no.
you live.
No,
golf clubs.
Stop it.
Generator.
And I don't think, I keep my car unlocked. I don't know if my husband does, but.
In the garage, I do.
In the garage, I would.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I? Well, I was relieved that nothing was amiss, even though we accidentally left the garage door up. Until this weekend, I was told by Neighborhood Watch, my neighbor Sherry, that there had been a string of break-ins.
No.
Across the entire neighborhood. And now my anxiety is through the roof.
It's a lot of anxiety.
Totally. I'm like, well, now it feels violating.
Yes.
Like, well, he had every tool in his truck. He's, you know, handy. And so every tool in his truck, gone. She had stuff, bro. Their car, everything out of it. Like, all of your
really?
Stuff has been gone through. They're like systematically combing through the neighborhood because those were two separate blocks.
You ever been robbed before?
When I was a kid, we had an issue.
When we were selling a house, so we had moved out, they took the washer, the dryer, and the gas stove. They did leave all the crap in the garage, but yeah. They parked a car.
Took the appliances?
Yes, out the back door down probably 20 steps. I hope one of them broke their neck. Yeah. We lived in kind of a new development, so all of the lots next to us were wide open.
Eh.
And you could see the truck marks in my backyard.
They knew exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they did. It was Thanksgiving weekend.
Violating
oh
feeling.
My God. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It's like creepy cry. It's like having a snake in your margarita.
Yeah. Like a snake in your margarita.
It's a weird,
that's exactly the
weird
feeling.
I bet from this point, you're going to forget again.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It's just people get busy. But I even checked mine last night and it had been open all day. Shannon got back from shopping and we had to get stuff in and out of the garage. We left it open.
It's just scary.
It does not feel good.
I want to feel better.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
City of Cedar Rapids looking to sell 15 properties right near time check, depending on what developers propose for those properties. They recently voted to seek proposal for land near Time Check Park. They're all vacant lots. They were acquired after the 2008 flood. There is a plan. There's the Northwest Neighborhood Area Action Plan from 2017. So if you're a purchaser and a developer, just got to fit within those guidelines. And they're just looking to add some development to that area. Cedar Rapids School Board members will have another option to consider as the board continues to discuss whether to ask voters this fall to fund school updates and improvements. They were going all systems in for a $211 million bond. In fact, we had them on for a community spotlight. We're like, this is good for the community. We have one more survey to go and you'll see it this fall. And the survey results were not great.
Okay.
And the survey results said, looks like they happened, what, last year? It's like extra sports complexes. We don't need those right now.
I don't need that.
Let's focus on the buildings. If we're taking anything away, save as many historical things as you can.
Okay.
So the dollars have been changed now from $211 million to $117 million. So a bond is still going to be proposed, we believe, But that's what's up for discussion today at the school board meeting. If they decide to move forward, May 12th would be the day they vote, and then it would go on the November ballot coming up this fall. Quickly, some sports shorts. So this weekend was the NFL draft. So that is where all of college football players who are eligible and have played their time basically get hired for a job, right? Iowa State had four players drafted this year.
Woo.
One in the second, two in the third round, and one in the fourth round. There were seven rounds total.
Okay.
This marks the second time under Matt Campbell that four players were selected. Last was 2022. Awesome. The last time Iowa State had four players selected prior to 2022 was 1977.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when the draft had like 20 rounds. Everybody got drafted back then. That's just crazy. But it shows you how good Campbell's program has grown over the years in Iowa State. How about in Iowa City? Five Hawkeyes drafted by the NFL, one in the third round, a fifth rounder, three players, one in the seventh round. This marks the seventh time in the last 9 years, including three straight. Iowa has had four or more players selected in the draft. Iowa's had at least one player drafted in every draft since 1978.
Impressive.
It's a cool bit of historical fact. Just going to take a moment to shout out somebody who recently received an award from the Alzheimer's Association. So this is like your prototypical community volunteer. You worked at the Gazette for many years. You're a member of Rotary. You helped raise money for Prospect Meadows. Mm-hmm. You give time to United Way of East Central Iowa. And now 20 years of volunteering nonstop for the Alzheimer's Association. His name is Dave Story. He got into this in the early 2000s when his mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. In addition to helping, he always helps with walks every year, the memory walks. He's been to D.C. He goes to Des Moines. He lobbies lawmakers for more money.
Wow.
For the Alzheimer's Association. So there's something called the Gary Wickland Lifetime of Service Award. And Dave Story just received that over the weekend. So we thought we'd acknowledge him.
Congratulations.
Say congrats. You got us feeling all right this morning, Dave.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Sometimes you have to go through a maze if you're a mouse because the cheese is at the end.
But at the end, there's cheese.
Yeah, which is exactly how it was for us in Iowa City on Friday when we delivered Chick-fil-A. We luckily didn't have to make the delivery, but there's a lot of construction going on right now. We had to go around a block a couple times, but eventually we got there. And when we did, Iowa Facilities Management, particularly the fire division, these are the guys and gals that inspect the smoke alarms.
Making it safe.
They told me, I'm like, how do you test a sprinkler? He's like, oh, there are ways.
There's ways. They have their ways. They don't
turn them on. I'll put it in DJ talk. There's ways.
You make this real
easy.
We
saw a shopping cart just full of fire extinguishers.
Exactly.
That was cool.
There was a lot of safety stuff going on. However, they were like, we're in our temporary space. Like, please excuse
something's
our mess.
Being built, so they got moved, which they deserved Chick-fil-A that day.
They did.
They had some pretty cramped quarters.
Yeah. We delivered. They got an amazing lunch. And you know what? They're not the only ones that can do this. It's quite simple to Chick-fil-A your workday.
I got
to
tell you, catering. Out of the Coralville location alone. What did the guy say? They had six that morning?
Or six.
Five or six?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're using Chick-fil-A. Our friends at Coral Ridge is actually providing the catering. So you got to be in Johnson County. And while it's for 25 or less, there were like seven guys there. And they're like,
don't worry, more are coming.
We were like, we don't care.
I'm not here to count how many people.
You're fine.
However many people you want to treat to your Chick-fil-A lunch, you can do it.
There's plenty of sweet tea. There's plenty of lemonade. All the sauces, all the chicken wraps. We had fruit.
Mac and cheese,
the sides as well.
Yeah, everything you love about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, your workday with the Morning Scramble in Z102.9. If you want to sign up your office and we will make a delivery, we got another one coming up on Friday, just get to the Z app or go to KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2025 was announced last night.
Can't wait to go to the reunion in 10 years, guys.
Hey, check it out. I still wear the same size pants.
You're still a jerk.
It was announced last night on American Idol. And the inductees are the actual rock and rollers are the White Stripes, Bad Company, Joe Cocker made it.
I'm feeling all right.
And Soundgarden also made it in.
Soundgarden had such a cool sound.
Very cool.
When they hit the alternative scene.
We also have a couple more inductees.
Okay.
That aren't, I guess, technically rock and roll.
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. It's a fun game.
Do you know this one?
This is Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker.
Which I would say classified as historic rock and roll.
I'm with you.
Outkast.
Outkast made it.
Anybody else?
Hey, yeah. Salt and Pepa and Warren Zevon are in the musical influence category.
So they made it but didn't make it?
Yeah.
Is it like an honorary Oscar?
It's kind of like these subcategories of you're inducted, but you're over here. There's like a musical excellence category, and that's got some R&B writers, a pianist, organist.
Are you giving out participation trophies now, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, it's like, you know, music has so many categories, and you might not know the organist Nicky Hopkins, but Nicky Hopkins
made it?
Tore up that organ. So Nicky Hopkins deserves a spot too. It can't all be Cyndi Lauper.
That's true.
You know? So there's a couple other inductees that I don't know.
I didn't hear you say this word.
What?
Did Fish make it?
Fish was snubbed.
So fan vote winning Fish, much like Dave Matthews, didn't actually make it in.
Here's actually what happened. So Fish won with 330,000 votes. Bad Company came in second. And then Billy Idol was in third. Fish and Billy Idol did not make it.
Billy Idol didn't make it in, but some woman who plays organ did?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. So it's just like, you know, like you said, in 2020, Dave Matthews' band got the fan vote but didn't make it in until 2024.
Idol will make it in next year?
Is
that how it works?
So.
They kind of go back on the ballot?
Maybe.
He better.
It depends.
He's a rock and roll god.
If they make it in. The induction ceremony is going to take place November 8th in LA. It'll be live on Disney Plus and then available on Hulu the next day with a special broadcast on ABC to be announced. So congratulations to the 2025 inductees. Over the weekend, there was a golf invitational at the Wynn Golf Club in Las Vegas. It must have been a bunch of celebrities.
That's a gorgeous hotel property. The Wynn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were golfing. I don't know what the tournament, the invitational. And Travis Kelce and Justin Timberlake got paired up. And they shared a little bit of the fun that they were having on the golf course. They were dancing to a James Brown song together.
On the golf course?
Just tearing it up.
You're supposed to be quiet on the golf course.
It looks like they're developing a bromance, though.
That's fine.
That's fun.
If it's a celebrity invitational, do whatever you want to do, right? It's publicity.
They also hung out afterwards. Yeah. There was kind of like, you know, obviously it's Vegas nightlife. Hang out at the casino, play cards, laughing. The after dark scene was alive with a bromance as well.
So the report is they're hanging.
They're hanging out.
But we don't know what they're talking about.
I have no idea, but
is it a weird world we're in now where the Kelce brothers have a better image than Justin Timberlake right now?
That is strange.
Think about that.
That is very strange. Yeah. Are they helping out with his?
I hope so.
I don't know. Okay, now for the first ever Nerd Sleaze. As you know, Star Wars features a very wise character in Master Yoda.
Yes, very much so.
But Yoda speaks backwards, kind of talks funny. And people have asked George Lucas why, and he's never given a straight answer until now. During the 45th anniversary screening of The Empire Strikes Back, George Lucas says Yoda has to speak like this because if you speak regular English, people won't listen that much. If he had like an accent or if he was really hard to understand, the focus wouldn't be on what he's saying. He's basically the philosopher of the movie. And George Lucas said he had to develop a way to get people to kind of lean in and listen, especially 12-year-olds.
Hey, when you use baby coos to make a robot sound, he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
Right? He knows how the brain's wired.
Minus Jar Jar Binks? Yes. Yes.
That's the only whiff.
That was a swing and a miss.
Big whiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I think we just love to hate him.
But reverse talk he does, you pay attention.
Yes, you have to. What the heck is he saying? What does it mean?
Lean in and you'll figure it out.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thanks, Des Moines The Nadas, for best weekend ever. The theme to One Shot Weekends, let's meet there and have the best weekend ever. So wherever there was for you this weekend, get those photos up. We want to see you're there because our there now is the Z Facebook page.
I like like that sometimes you can inspire other people with your weekend, you know, just to discover what there is to do around this community.
Your weekend started, when did we have lunch with our friend Carol? Wednesday, Thursday? It was Thursday.
Thursday.
You guys were coming up with this plot.
We're plotting.
And I'm just leaning in, not knowing what you're talking about.
Really?
And up until looking at this photo, I thought you guys were driving to Pella.
Oh, yes.
Because all you kept saying were tulips, tulips, tulips. And at some point, while lunch was going on, I'm like, is this where I ask for a Dutch letter?
When do I ask for
Are
a
you
Dutch
guys
letter?
Making the drive to Pella? Because I would love a Dutch letter, please. But no, a little closer to home, you are at a gateway to a gorgeous field full of tulips.
Yeah, Bloomsbury Farm had a tulip festival. This is the first time they've ever done anything like this. And talked about it. I think we announced it when we hosted Good Morning Cedar Rapids, and they were one
of the
honorees. And then thankfully, my friend Carol reminded me, and she's like, I have to do it. Like, that's one of my favorite spring flowers. And I was like, that's one of my favorite spring flowers too.
And the next thing I witnessed at lunch was two very busy moms finding 1 hour of time.
Because, dude, this weekend you was packed.
How's your 12 o'clock? Well, 12 will work, but maybe 12:45.
So I don't know. Sunday. Sunday's my mom's birthday. I found like 3 hours on Saturday that we could go out and see the beautiful tulips, which were incredible.
It looks like it just goes on and on and on.
It does. And like, you can maybe see it way in the distance in this photo, but like, they planted these beautiful long rows of tulips all leading up to a wooden windmill, which as we walked closer to it was kind of massive.
Wow.
In the middle of a farm field in Iowa.
That's awesome.
So cool. Just to see this experience, a lot of the things that you know about the farm that you could do in the fall time,
yes,
was kind of up and running in the spring. And then they added some really cool stuff like a butterfly house and, you know, just like kind of some fun spring stuff like
right,
baby animals. We got to pet a baby rabbit.
How beautiful.
So soft and so beautiful.
Now,
it was just really cool.
You pick them, you run and steal them? Like what
you
was?
You do not pick them. These are, you know, you want people to be able to take photos like we took,
yes,
right? So if we picked them, they wouldn't be there this coming weekend for other people to experience.
It's not a pumpkin patch.
It is not a pumpkin patch.
Or a tree farm.
They actually brought in tulips from Holland.
For you to actually purchase.
That are picked and you can purchase them. And yeah, if you want to bring tulips home with
you.
How
does a person do that?
I don't know, but I was
wow,
mind boggled by the way that they had this all set up. And it was so cool.
Such cool stuff in our area.
Yeah.
I got a shout from the mountaintops. You have to go see Hairspray.
Your photo.
At Theater Cedar Rapids.
So fun.
Okay. The next time you go to TCR, don't go straight to your car. Stay in the lobby and just watch some characters come out still in costume. Others come out and hug their friends and family. But one of the core actors in this show, the character is the mom, Edna
Turnblad.
She is still in full on drag,
which
from the last scene of the show.
That is one of the tallest wigs. My goodness.
So as we were nestling in for the photo, it discovered that both of us are kind of right in the chestal area.
I was going to say, are you guys trying to bump?
We're intentionally chest bumping in the picture. And it's just, it was great. It was so much fun. And just to know this actor, we were just discussing.
I did not
He was in Rock
him.
Of Ages.
No.
He was Cogsworth
no.
in Beauty and the Beast.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And now playing Edna in Hairspray. It was opening weekend. The director of the show was directly in front of Shannon.
Oh, wow.
And just, it was like watching someone with like, I just had 1,000 babies born. Like, how many cigars can I hand out? He was having a great time. The audience was having a great time. The set alone, whatever set they're building now for the next show always seems to kind of kick the butt of the last set.
Yeah.
It's just the set design, the choreography. It's a big show, too. The music's a ton of fun. I'm so happy we had tickets to give away couple weeks ago.
I can't wait. We're going this coming weekend.
You're going to love it.
I can't wait.
So that's my photo from Hairspray from Theater Cedar Rapids. As mentioned, two very colorful photos. So the ours are up now. Now we got to see your photo, and it's pretty simple. Just drop it right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
One Shot Weekends, we take your photos from the Z102.9 Facebook page and kind of piece together how everybody's weekend went. We also try to see if, like, there's a theme developing. Like, for example, I think this was the first weekend for proms. Tons and tons of proms in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm late. Maybe it wasn't.
I think you're probably wrapping up once you get to May.
Well, wrapping. It just seems like prom was later when I was younger.
I agree.
I just get confused by that.
I am with you. Yeah. I am totally with you. But then you get into graduation season and yeah. But we went out to eat and I'm like, oh, yeah,
well,
prom.
So proms, also for sure, Drake Relays. In fact, Sharon is sitting at the Drake Relays as a scorer while an Olympic champion, Tara Davis Woodhull, jumped. Like, what? Like, and you are sitting next to history.
Sharon, is that your photo? Because
I was
that
one with the white hat. So somebody took it of Sharon, but I'm glad you did it. Just to watch these, anybody at the Drake Relays.
That's incredible.
But just all of the work that goes into that. I'm sure the pose that this woman is in while she's jumping has probably been computer analyzed to give her, you know, the least wind resistance,
maybe,
so she could jump the furthest.
That's
cool.
That's
a great action shot too.
So impressive.
So congrats to all of our area teams and runners who were at Drake Relays over the weekend.
A lot of run-ins with nature. You know, this time of year, there's some farms that are open up. Margaret went on a llama hike.
I saw that.
I didn't know you could hike with llamas, but what a great opportunity. See, like, when you see people doing stuff, then you figure out that there's all these cool things you didn't even know were happening in our area.
Can you book baby turkeys? Because Michelle's photo held a baby turkey at her niece's birthday party.
Just like, hey, I need a baby turkey. And you know what? Pretty dang cute.
Yes. Planting flowers. We've got a school carnival. So, you know, I was out killing weeds. Just good outdoorsy time this weekend for sure.
Erica took the family out to Culver's Garden Center. It was the spring open house.
Oh, yeah.
Good idea. Get things, you know, planned out and, you know, a photo op for the kids to sit on their huge chair.
My classmate Scott posts often, even though he doesn't live in our area, but it's always fun to see how he's living the big life in Chicago.
Yeah.
Took his kid to a Japanese sword show in Chicago.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
There's a lot of things I would not be allowed to touch in that picture when I was his age.
You are not allowed to touch still to this day.
I think the swords are cool, but I think, like, these Japanese suits of armor are really interesting to look at too. So Scott, thanks for posting that picture. That's cool.
Very cool.
Janelle, I hope your little one's all better. She spent the weekend in the hospital with her daughter.
Aw, man.
Thanks
yeah.
for sharing, and we wish you good vibes.
Allison and the family went to Camp Courageous. They have an omelet breakfast. It's a tradition for her family. So very cool. Love that they do that.
And we're gonna wrap with Tracy's photo. We have a sheet cake, and I didn't count, Tracy, but you claim 80 candles on this cake.
Well, when her dad is turning 80 years old and asks for 80 candles, you have to kind of go with that request. You have to meet that.
When you're lighting 80 candles, what's the trick? I would think you need multiple lighters at the same time, right? Because you don't want
candles?
They all have to keep going.
Yeah.
That's part of it. But the other thing that worries me is like candle one's going to be halfway down by the time you get to candle 80. So I think you have as many people lighting as possible and, like, everybody gets a row.
Right. And then you have to do it systematically.
Yes,
right?
There's a big system to it.
It looks like they kind of waited until they got into the middle and then the outside candles are lit and you don't want to get your hands
singed. It's like painting a floor. Like, you don't want to be in the corner at the end of this thing. You got to have a plan.
Dangerous.
But they figured it out. And I'm sure Tracy's dad had a beautiful, his birthday's coming up in a week.
Until we hear differently, that's 80 candles in Tracy's photo.
Tracy, we're not doubting you.
Well, no, no.
But we're just letting anybody else who's got a major milestone birthday with a lot of candles know, like, go at that with some strategy.
Proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution and make sure to have many fire extinguishers handy with 80 candles. Happy birthday, and thanks to everybody for your post. Keep getting those photos up for One Shot Weekends on the Z Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
You've been following along, and this dates back to an early April or late March nerd news.
My goodness.
Heck, I even had a world record story in the rebroadcast of Nerd News this morning as part of our Scramble warm-up. St. Louis, the City Museum, accomplished a world record of the number of people wearing banana hats. Yes, hats shaped like a banana. They didn't have people dressed up in full costume.
No.
Just banana hats. It was like 300 and something.
309. It seemed low, honestly.
It seemed very achievable. And as I was looking at it, I'm like, there's clearly a formula to this. You got to have a willing location. You've got to have the ability to capture people's imagination. So they got their local convention and visitors bureau involved. Got to have a reason for it. The Savannah Banana baseball team was in St. Louis.
That's why the bananas.
And they also had an underwriter, a sponsor, a local financial services company helped cover the cost.
And then a costume company helped provide, supply everything.
Yes, exactly. It's like, come on. This should be easy to do, right?
Doable.
And that has been the quest of the morning scramble now. We're going on probably 6 weeks. So we need to circle back and see where we are in trying to get a world record for our area. So what have we worked on so far? We've contacted the Guinness people, and we finally heard back from them on Thursday.
Seriously, finally, because it took a very long time.
In the interim, we spoke with a gentleman from Sailorville, Iowa, near Des Moines, who took a wheelbarrow and added a motor and a seat to it, and now has the world record for the fastest wheelbarrow.
And then we realized that closer to home, because we kind of want to get a lot of people involved, there's already a world record held by Think Iowa City.
Think Iowa City, the people that bring you Fry Fest, they had most people doing the Hokey Pokey, and then they had one for continuous bags game, which they just lost out to, quote, some punks in Indiana, end quote, Josh Schomburger, CEO of Think Iowa City.
But he's right.
And he's exactly right. And Josh also mentioned that he was working with his friends at Ragbri because they were trying to get one for most people on a bicycle at any one time.
Right.
And admittedly, both of them said working with Guinness is the hardest part of this thing.
It is.
And I think the other hard part is there are so many records to consider. We didn't know where to start, and we were going to approach them because they offer a concierge service.
And we thought with that concierge service, maybe we should just like create a new one.
You pick one or they'll help us make one up.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang expensive.
It's not how we're going to go.
It's basically the price of like your second car.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
It's not your starter car.
No.
It's your I'm an adult and I make money and I'll make car payments car.
Right.
It's the price of that. We're not paying that.
We're not.
So I went into full on let's investigate and let's come up with some ideas mode for world records. I've got two I'm taking off the board right away, but I thought it made a lot of sense for our area.
Okay.
There is a world record for the largest bowl of oatmeal.
That makes a lot of sense for this area. Quaker Oats, the Quaker guy smiling at us all the time. Yes.
It was set in 2018 in Poland. 1,812 kilograms, which is basically 4,000 pounds.
That's a lot.
Speaking of cars, that's two cars worth of oatmeal.
That's a lot of hot, wet oats.
And it's not dry oatmeal. It is made 4,000 pounds of sticky, wet oatmeal.
And then cleaning that up.
Yeah.
Too. Wow.
Yeah. That'll clear you out. Okay, we're not doing that, right? Doesn't make sense.
I mean, I want to see it, but I don't want to do it.
Biggest bowl of dry cereal. What do you think about that?
That seems totally doable.
CBS game show, Let's Make a Deal, did it 2016. It was one of their, you didn't win a car, you won what was behind curtain three Zonk prizes.
And they got a Zonk prize of a huge bowl of cereal.
3,500 pounds worth of cereal. They used a granola that would stay crunchy in milk and then ended up feeding it to the area homeless when the game show was over.
Lovely.
That's lovely, but the idea of a lot of people eating out of one big bowl of cereal.
That is kind of gross.
That's like, very gross.
It's a trough.
It has to be a trough. I was trying to how also do you contain 3,500 pounds of just cereal? It's going to have to be in some sort of dumpster, right?
Oh, totally.
Even if we found the newest, cleanest dumpster.
Or a pool. But then do you want to eat out of a pool?
I didn't think of a pool. That would make a lot of sense. But no. Nah. It's very wasteful. So I'm abandoning those.
Okay.
Off the board. This is the one I've had my eye on for the longest time. Largest cereal breakfast people in attendance. 1,852 people, and it was in Lebanon, and it was actually hosted by a cereal company, 2016.
That's kind of fun.
That seems accomplishable. 1,852 people. Like, now you have to stop and think, okay, we have to get 2,000 people to do something all at once.
But that seems doable to me. Like if we did a farmer's market, somewhere where people are already gathering, and I guarantee there's that many people that are already going to be there.
The key
to just come to our breakfast.
That's it. But then there's the logistics, like getting people to sign up, counting, getting all that cereal.
True. You can't just filter in. You have to intentionally come to this.
I have not abandoned this idea, But this is now in a solid second place. I have a brand new idea for you guys.
Brand new?
A brand new world record idea. And I don't think this will be hard at all.
What is it?
The most people in one location wearing party hats. Those cone-shaped, elastic under the chin party hats.
Okay.
I think that can be accomplished easily.
What's the record?
1,161. We need 1,200 people to all wear birthday hats at once.
We could do that.
We could do that. I'm not dealing with food.
Yeah. Because
the moment you have to deal with 1,200 bowls of cereal, I'm guessing the health inspector gets involved.
Yes.
I need to find a place where 1,200 people are going to be already.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them if we could show up and bring 1,200 party hats. Get some volunteers to help count. Probably need a drone. This is doable.
But if they're all... The hats thing. I think this is key. The hat... If you just put a hat on your head, it's
a lot easier than
milk and cereal and spoons and bowls and... Yeah.
Just put a hat on it.
Yeah.
Good advice. Right? Just put a hat on it.
Just put a hat on it.
So that's my goal. We got to find a location. First of all, I have to buy 1,200 party hats.
Well, there's that.
So... Any takers? You want to sponsor that? Large location where we know everybody would be willing to take part and play along.
Yeah.
I want 1,161. So let's at least go for 1,200, if not more.
We could do over 1,200. Over, I'd say we could go,
this, if we could at least get the Guinness people to say, here's how we'll judge it.
Yes.
I don't want to have to pay them to come in or do something. Like, can we just send you a movie?
No, a lot of times you will just video record it send it to them. But I know I want to do it the right way.
Party hats. I think the answer is party hats.
It could be.
That's the new plan, as we're not giving up on our dream.
We keep dreaming.
We keep dreaming, Claire.
Let's go, dreamers.
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
I'm wearing my hump day socks today. Maybe that was it.
You got camel socks?
I got camel socks.
Or they just say Wednesday on them like your underpants.
Oh, let me check. Hold on. Wait.
The socks! The socks!
There's got to be a roster of a Buddy and a Wuzz. What are their names?
Wuzzy and Buzzy.
Fuzzy and Wuzz.
I need you to get your pom-poms out. I need you to cheerlead me.
I'll cheerlead you.
Am I saying that weird? Cheerlead.
I'd be gladly cheerlead you as a cheerleader.
Nobody says it that way, huh?
We do.
Listener Alicia has hired the services of Scramble and Scramble radio lawyers at law.
Those are us. That's exactly what it says on the door, verbatim, by the way.
Why did we put it twice?
We hired a side company to come in, and they're like, do you want it twice? We said, yes, of course.
Yes, for sure.
Don't question us. We're radio lawyers at law. A lot can be done with a big, like, white butcher paper and tempura paint.
Yes.
Is that the right type of paint?
Yes. No, not tempura is what goes on your
I had a lot of tempura shrimp.
Yeah.
Tempura.
Tempura.
Is that tempura? I thought it tasted weird.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.